Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about completing your goals. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about how there is often more than one way to meet your goals. If you are someone like me who is a very goals-oriented person, you probably have had many goals or a few goals for 2018. Well, there is still almost 6 weeks left in the year. So if you haven't hit your goals yet, there's still time. And I just thought of this because last week I hit one of my most recent goals. I wanted to run the couch to 5K in 10 weeks. So I started off as not a runner at all. I mean, I ran track when I was young, very young, but that's over 30 years ago. So I started this because my oldest son is in high school, and at his high school, they have to learn to run 3 miles for gym. So I told him I would do it also. Okay, so it actually wasn't very painful, I'm happy to say. What is it? I downloaded this 10-week plan, and basically it was cumulative. You started off a certain amount of minutes, and then it slowly but surely increased. And so I was at 2 miles on Thursday because I was running 4 miles an hour, because that basically was the rhythm of the music that I was listening to. I run to the beat of whatever song is on. So the only song I was running super duper fast on was Level Up by Ciara. But the other ones I was running at about 4 miles per hour. Now, in my mind, I would just run 6 miles per hour on Friday so that I could get my 3 miles, because a 5K is basically 3 miles. So on Friday, I got ready to go to the gym and I told my sons, I was like, today I'm gonna hit my goal. I'm gonna run 3 miles. I'm just gonna go from 4 miles an hour to 6 miles an hour in the same amount of time, 30 minutes, and I'll be done. Wrong. I didn't realize how different 4 miles an hour and 6 miles an hour were. So I came back home defeated, womp, womp, womp. And so initially I thought, okay, fine, I'll just train now at running 6 miles per hour. But I really wanted to do what I had set out to do, which is to run the 3 miles in the 10 weeks. So then I thought about it, and I didn't set a time period in regards to how short of a time I would run it in. So, since I was not capable of running the 3 miles in 30 minutes at the 6 miles per hour rate, I decided that I was going to run the 3 miles in 45 minutes because I knew I could run at 4 miles per hour. And my endurance is pretty good. I'm still fine at the 30-minute mark. So I was like, I could do 45 minutes. And so that's what I did. And so I told my sons and my husband, I said, okay, I'm going to run the 3 miles for real this time. And I went to the gym and I did it. So I was excited. And I came back excited, and they weren't that excited for me. They're like, okay, great. But that's okay. It wasn't their goal. It was mine. So all of that to say, if there is something that you wanted to do this year and it hasn't quite worked out the way you planned for it to do so, consider if there's another way to hit that goal. And so I was feeling all great about meeting my goal. And then we had Chinese food. And my fortune cookie said, if at first you do succeed, try something harder. Try something harder. So, my something harder for this fitness area of my life will be to run the 5K in 30 minutes, 6 miles per hour, instead of 45 minutes, which is 4 miles per hour. That's it for this week. Just an encouragement. And I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you have a great one. Thanksgiving happens to be my husband's birthday this year. So he set the menu and I will add it to this post along with links to the recipes that I have on my site that he loves and are a part of it. All right. Take care. Bye.